A Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book. A romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to A Taste of Ireland. I'm Ed Finn, and my special guest this evening is Paul Carroll here in Gann House up in County Louth. Paul, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
It's great to be here, Ed, and thank you very much for coming down. I think you stayed last night, so it was a pleasure to look after you. We're here in medieval Carniford, which is just a little stone's throw away from our gardens here, and very nice that we've got our own three acres of walled gardens here, and then literally just tree length away from our gardens is medieval Carniford. You got the streets, you got the nice shops there, and all the other different restaurants and bars to chill out and relax in, and obviously the mountain behind us. We've got the loch straight in front of us, so we're in a very lucky position.
Yeah, I have to be honest and say it's my first time actually in Carlingford, and I've travelled a lot around the island of Ireland, and it's really, really beautiful. Now, I was kind of struck by the sort of lovely warm, it's almost a bohemian feel to the town, Paul. I mean, all these lovely bars and restaurants, and your location, like, you're right smack in the middle of it all.
Well, the lucky thing is, yes, I like to think Carniford is more like a mainland European medieval town. It's very grown up. There's lots of lovely little, there's a great antique shop. There's me and Mullins, which is a lovely antique, jeweler's shop. She makes her own jewellery. But yeah, you can have a coffee in one shop, you can have a pint in a pub, and have a nice lunch, and then work out where you're going to eat in one of the restaurants later on. All walking distance. And yes, we're literally an hour from Dublin, an hour from Belfast, which is a great position to be in.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're going to talk a lot in part two, I guess, about what it's to do and see here for people, because there's a lot of stuff. And of course, we're right on the Cooley Peninsula here as well. Just to talk about yourself, Paul, now you were a photographer at one stage. I mean, you were born in the UK, and your parents opened up and started running this lovely Georgian property. I think it was built in 1722 by William Stannis.
You're very good on the dates and things, yes. There's various dates that's banded around. It's approximately 1722-27 in some books. So nearly 300 years ago. And yes, 30 years ago, my mother and father came back. On my father's side, his mother was born here in Carniford, and actually the bed you stayed in last night was the bed that she was born in. So there's a nice lot of old antiques, really, that's just travelled about 150 metres from the home house to this house. And it makes for a warm, comforting environment with the antique furniture, the log fires, the candlelight. Yes, previous life. It feels like a previous life. I was 24 years ago, I was in London doing advertising and corporate photography. That's the days before the digital age came on, so it was proper lighting and film and dark rooms. But now photography's changed. I got out just before the digital age came in, and came over here. My mother was thinking of selling the house. The house potential was phenomenal, and thankfully we've made it a house that people can enjoy, much like yourself last night.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it ticks all the boxes, I suppose, in terms of, you know, when I came in here yesterday, there's a beautiful halfway door, there's a fire going, there's lovely libraries, there's a lovely cosy bar with all these beautiful wine selection. I must say, very impressive wine selection. We can tell us about that later. But, I mean, lovingly restored. And it was a cookery school as well. And I mean, I look around, Paul, of course, and there's lots of accolades here. You've won lots of awards. I experienced your award winning breakfast this morning, which I can say was pretty wonderful. Did you always want to get into the hospitality business, from photography to hospitality?
To be honest, there's not that much difference, because with photography, you're dealing with people, you're creating a scene, a setup for a particular picture. Here, it's a very similar thing. You're working with a group of people to try to get the house looking the best for when guests arrive. And that's taking the picture, is when guests arrive and enjoying what we've created for them throughout the day. And over the years, we've continually reinvested in the house. We've got rid of a big gas boiler for central heating. We've got an air source heat pump for that, and that's a lovely gentle heat. So there's various things that we've implemented over the years just to make the experience more enjoyable.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, what I found last night, the food was lovely. If you could explain to people, I suppose, in a nutshell, Gann House, if you could describe it to them, I suppose this is radio here, so it's difficult, but it really, Paul, ticks all the boxes in terms of that getaway kind of little escape from it all, even though you're still very much in the middle of the town.
Yeah, well, it's lovely because the town is literally a tree length away from our walls, and it can be hustle and bustle in the middle of the town, and we're a world away from it, but everything is 30 seconds walk. Interestingly, Ed, there was an American group probably about 12 years ago who stayed with us for about 5 nights, and they were out exploring the various historical and mythological bits in the area. And every morning they had a meeting in the ballroom before they went out and talked all about the historical aspects of where they were going to go. And the last morning they called me and Kieran, the gentleman who was working for me at the time, and into the ballroom, just say, what a lovely time we had. And every single person, we were about to walk out the room, and they said, no, we want to say every single person in our own way how much they enjoyed the week. And I said, okay, thank you very much. So we stood there, listened to them all. The last person, who was the quietest person, says, much to what you were talking about, we enjoyed Gann House. You're not a guest house, you're not a hotel, you're Gann House. And for that, we loved it. And they've been travelling to different places throughout Ireland for about 13 years. So they seem to appreciate the uniqueness of what we offer, which is not a your big hotel. We've just got 12 bedrooms. It's personable, but you can squirrel away in the lounge with a book or sit in the bar and have a nice glass of wine or open a nice bottle of wine. It's different to your norm, and people seem to appreciate for that. We're not too big, we're not too small, and we're not stuck in the middle of nowhere. We're right on the edge of Carnford, which is lovely.
No, absolutely. And I think that's something that is quite unique, I suppose, too. I know you're a member of the Blue Book, of course, since 2014. And it really is that authentic experience, isn't it? That you talk there, you're not a guest house, you're not a hotel. And yet it's just this, it's something like Irish hospitality in a unique way, really, isn't it?
I think the Blue Book is a wonderful organisation, and it's all these different houses, big houses, smaller houses than what we are, and it's very much personable what people are doing. It's owner managed and run, and there are in some incredible places where all these different houses are. They're not your typical places on the main street, and they're not the corporate hospitality you get in a lot of different places. And if you're wanting an authentic experience, the Blue Book really does say it very well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So you came back from the UK and you started helping to run the house here. Was it a big change for you?
No, because the town was familiar because I was here in the early 70s, so I knew the town, I knew the people in the town. I did my research before I came back here. My mother, to be fair to her, she was the first head chef, Joyce. That was her background, so that was a good start. Until then, we got too busy, and then we started to employ chefs to take over, and it was time for her to take a back seat. But I enjoyed the creativeness of what can be done with a house like this and how it can be set up. Like, you arrived last night, the dining room was set up for restaurant. Today we're turning that round. We've got two corporate groups coming in the next two days, and they're going to use it as a meeting room. They're going to use the ballroom, which we normally use for breakfast, going to use that for hands-on cookery tomorrow afternoon, which they're making their own dinner, and that's a group of 12 people. So the house gets used for lots of different things, and that's the fun of it, trying to make it work.
Yeah, and I mean, wherever you look, Paul, in the house as well, you see all these gorgeous pictures and there's all these beautiful family photographs. So you do feel very much like you're, it's almost like, it, of course, like it's a family experience in a way. And the history here really hits you.
I think we're just custodians of a beautiful house. It was never thus so. It was a wreck when my mum and dad took it over in 1991. But you got to respect a house like this and make it live and make it enjoy. It's one of my pet hates is going around some of these big, massive country houses, which are you can't stay in. And it's like an open museum, but there's no life in them. And there's ropes, you can't go here, you can't go there, but you're just looking at things. Why don't they turn it over and people can live there and stay there and have a restaurant there and make them live? With a house this old, nearly 300 years old, you can actually experience the lovely open fires, the big drawing room, the ballroom with the massive high ceiling, the views that they thought about in those days. We can appreciate it now, and I'd like to respect that in what we do.
Yeah, and I mean, looking around here, I think if you were going to get married or you wanted to have a nice venue, something different for a wedding, it like kind of lends itself perfectly to that, doesn't it? Very romantic.
Weddings are special. I think there's a lot of too much formality with weddings. Weddings should be a fun day. We work closely with the Heritage Centre right behind us here. We can do a civil ceremony with us. If it's more than about 50 people, the Heritage Centre right behind us with views of the mountain can do a civil ceremony as well. And then come down to Gann House, 30 seconds walk from the Heritage Centre, and exclusive use of the whole house. You've got drinks in the garden, you've got Slieffoy Mountain behind. And then come in, and if you want a bit of music later, use the ballroom for dancing. The drawing room is for dining. And it suits all people of all ages because it's not like your typical hotel with your big function room. Your function room is the whole house. It's a Georgian house that's built for socialising. Georgians did build the houses for that, and it works very well. So well that 5 years ago, I did the same thing myself. I used the Heritage Centre and got married down here at the house, loved it. It was, it's a great venue to have a wedding.
Wonderful. So, Paul, that brings us nicely along to your first choice of music this evening. What have you picked for us?
The Bewley Brothers is on Hunky Dory with David Barry. Great, great track. Thank you.
And so the story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem...
A Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book. A romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com
on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to A Taste of Ireland. I'm here tonight with my special guest, Paul Carlin, the lovely Gann House here in County Louth on the shores of Carlingford Loch. Paul, Gann, an interesting name. Where did that... It sounds Indian to me.
Well, apparently, this is the only story we've been told. It's an old Irish word spelled G-A-H-A-N-N. And for some reason, it got changed to G-H-A-N. But it's supposed to mean a little strip of land beside the sea. And in today, in the world of search engines, if you type in Gann, you'll only come up with us, or you'll come up with Gann Railway in Australia. So G-H-A-N, simple as that.
Wonderful, wonderful. Very unusual name. So great for people when they want to find you on the website.
Yeah, very easy. Yeah.
Terrific. It must be hugely challenging to run a beautiful house like this in terms of all the things that you have to keep your eye on, you know, maintenance, staff, menus. Is it a huge challenge?
It's fun, to be honest. You've probably seen the long sticks and the plates at the top spinning, trying to keep all the plates spinning at the top. That's what it is. You've got to try to keep all the plates spinning up and without falling down. So, there's lots of different things to keep your eye on. But I've got good people in the office, in the kitchen, front of house, and it's having key people in key places and add them in with young people who we train up, to be honest. And that's the most important thing. A nice thing that I met the other day was the local principal of the local secondary school. and they've actually put a module on for tourism because there's so much tourism in the area. And he wanted to have a chat with me about that. So, yeah, it's quite big in the area. You can hire a bicycle, you can hire an electrical bicycle, you can hire little kids thing to tow at the end of the bicycle. So it suits all families. So going along the Greenway is along the shores of the loch, looking over to the mountains of Mourne. Not only can you go on the Greenway, you can actually go on the loch. There's two or three different boats you can hire to go onto the loch. You can see Finn the dolphin at Greenaw, and you can go out to the end of the loch where the lighthouse is. And then there's Clodagh, who takes you up the mountain and shows you, walks up the mountain, and she gives a bit of history as well. You've got the Heritage Centre. They do tours around the town, historical tours, and they take you on a tour around King John's Castle. So there's a lot of things to do here, as well as just chill out and relax.
Yeah, and I mean, I driving up yesterday, Paul, I heard Visit Louds actually advertising on the radio, and I must say they're obviously doing a very good job there with Tourism Ireland, because I actually hadn't heard that before. So there's a lot of promotion, and I mean, the ferry here is quite handy, isn't it? Because we're very close to the border with Northern Ireland as well, of course.
The actual border runs down the centre of the loch, or you wouldn't know it. The ferry runs from the end of the loch at Greenaw to Green Castle. It's a gorgeous trip. It only takes 20 minutes. You can take your car on, you can take your bicycle on, or what you can do, just park your car at Greenaw and go as a foot passenger on the ferry and walk hand in hand on the beach on the other side, walking down the side of the loch. You've got beautiful views of the Mourne Mountains to the right. You've got the Slievoid to the left, Slieve Donard behind you, and some stunning views and a lovely romantic walk, or take the kids and some bucket and spades. So yeah, the ferry is a great addition to the area.
Yeah, and that's something interesting, because a lot of people don't realise, Paul, I think, that the mountains of Mourne, as you talk about them there, the Mournes, are so near, because I mean, I think they're quite unexplored by a lot of people in Ireland, aren't they?
The mountains of Mourne are stunning. There, you've got Silent Valley, you've got Spelgadam over there, and literally leaving from the front door here to over there, 45 minutes, you're middle of nowhere. You've got beautiful Mourne walls, which are massive stone walls. You've got some great places to see, lovely walks over there, and it's great for mountain biking over there. There's lots of treks on this side, but there's lots of treks on the other side. And you got over in Castlewellan, in the middle of the Mournes there, Castlewellan Forest Park, where you can hire bicycles, and there's a maze over there, which is amazing. But we've got that here. We've got bicycle hires here, and Sky Park, which has got their own maze there. We did that the other day ourselves. Sky Park is linked to the Adventure Centre here in Carnarford, and they do zip line through the forest here on this side. So both sides of the Carnarford Loch, you got a ton of adventure and walking and fun things to do.
Yeah, and I think that's something that struck me as well. I saw you have a leprechaun park, right, and a fairy cavern. Mm-hmm. It was closed yesterday.
So what's funny about that? The leprechauns have got to live somewhere.
I just thought I'd make a little joke, you know?
No. Leprechauns have got to live somewhere, and we honour them around here, so...
Well, I saw a huge one in a garden now. He was, like, way bigger than he should have been, right? So that's... What's that about?
Our garden or the garden over there where the leprechauns are?
I think where it's the leprechauns 2 minutes away from you here.
That could be Kevin. So he's the man behind it all. So he's had a bit of fun with them.
So people don't realise that there's, like... They could have originated up around this area here.
I think
maybe
they did, didn't they?
Yeah, amazing. And that's something that kids will love, because that's something that a lot of people would you know, kind of get your head around when you're going to destinations, like what to do and see sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, there's another asset to the town, and it's a bit of fun. It's tongue-in-cheek, but it's a bit of fun, and at the end of the day it's quite serious, because they've got to have somewhere to live, and that celebrates where they live.
Yeah, no, really nice and lovely to walk up, to go up to the castle here as well. You get some stunning views over the whole bay here.
Yeah, King John's Castle there. They've recently done some work on it. It's more accessible now, and it was built in 1210. named after King John, who came here just for 2 days. As a lot of the castles, they named them King John. But yeah, beautiful views down the loch again. You look towards Greenore, across the Mourne Mountains. So on during lockdown, we were very fortunate to be locked down in an area like this. We actually got up early, met up with some friends, and we took a gas stove, and up by King John's Castle, where the view is you're talking about, we actually cooked early breakfast quite a few times, and had sort of 7:30 in the morning watching the sun rise up there. It was a lovely thing to do.
Wow, that's quite medieval, like skillets and like home cooked breakfast up in the castle.
Oh yeah, it's great fun. It's great fun.
And the thing about the house here as well, of course, I mean, it's been a very challenging time for hospitality with COVID. A lot of properties, Paul, wouldn't have, I think, what you have here, which is beautiful high ceilings. I mean, the bedrooms are spacious, big, beautiful bathrooms, standalone baths. It's quite nice for people here, I think, in terms of safety, isn't it? It's quite a plus with the Georgian house.
Well, it is. It's yeah, you're right. High ceilings, windows all open up. We put the half door on the front door there, so there's air coming through the front door. And with the size of the rooms, naturally the tables are spaced, which is great. I actually had a nurse stay with us, and she'd been with us before. She says, I decided to come back to you because I know you've got high ceilings and there's a lot of throughput of air. So, and naturally with the fireplaces as well, that causes circulation of air. So, yeah, we're very fortunate to what we've got. During lockdown, we did a lot of extra work to the house. It was a good time to do it, and we're ready to receive guests like we have done for the last 5 months, more so than we've ever done before.
Yeah, amazing. And that is something that people, I suppose, are very cognizant of it. Really, that's sort of the open space thing. It's amazing. Things have changed a lot now, haven't they? I mean, I wonder, will things be the same ever again?
Who knows what the future holds for us, but we try to live in the present, what we can do now. People appreciate the gardens, having a gin and tonic during the late autumn months outside, and the lawns during this warm weather. So there's lots of advantages to what we've got. People seem to appreciate the whole of Carniford because it's open air. It's a living medieval town with castles, mints, abbeys. People can walk around your outdoors, which is what people want these days. You got the mountain, you got the bikes. It seems to work with the ethos at the moment. Carniford's correctly placed for it, just being an hour from Dublin and Belfast.
And the other thing as well, I think in terms of a beautiful little seaside town, it has, I mean, all the boxes. It has lovely ice cream shops, beautiful fish and chip shops, sweet shops, you know, really well done, and I thought quite well priced compared to some places coastally based around Ireland.
Yeah, it's not your typical seaside town. We don't have a beach. The beaches are about 4 or 5 kilometres away. But yeah, it's got that mix which suits the whole family. If you come here with the whole family, you can buy your sweets, as you say, your ice cream, yes, but you can have a nice cappuccino and all the rest of it, and a nice dinner in the evening time. So it suits the family, and it's very good for that.
Brilliant. Well, Paul, that brings us along nicely to your second choice of music this evening. What have you picked for us?
A very active man here in Ireland. Whenever he comes over here, he fills out within seconds of announcing Jersey Girl by Bruce Springsteen.
A Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book, a romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to A Taste of Ireland. I'm up here in the lovely Gann House with Paul Carroll. Paul, I had a gorgeous meal last night, a lovely autumnal comfort meal with duck, venison, all those wonderful things that tick the boxes, I suppose. Is Food is a huge part of the whole experience here, isn't it?
Yeah, food is. I mean, we're very lucky where we are. We've got the loch in front of us. There's oysters on the loch. Get that from Kian Luke Weiser. He's just won some major award just recently. I saw last night for his oysters. The mussels are farmed on the loch. We got Cooley Mountain lamb. We got the beef. We got across the loch the Mourne Mountain lamb as well. So there's lots of things literally on our doorstep, which is great. We got our own herb garden there as well. So Stefan, we got two Stefans in the kitchen, but our head chef Stefan there has maintained our 2A rosettes now for 10 years now. We got it back in 2011. And we've kept the 2A rosettes for that period of time. And Stefan loves his food and researches it. And we like to change the menu. We've got a tasting menu on midweek as well. So we're known for the food. It's a gorgeous house, but it wouldn't stand up if the food didn't work. So it's important the food stands on its own two feet. So we work hard at that.
And I noticed this morning you have your own jam. You made your own bread. I mean, this is I love this kind of stuff.
Well, my mother, she turned 83 just 3 days ago. She makes the jam for us, which is great. She makes the marmalade as well, chutneys as well. She makes that. Stefan in the kitchen, they both make breads down there. We make our own ice creams. So, yeah, everything's sourced. Everything's made from scratch. And he enjoys himself in the kitchen. We enjoy serving good food. And it's simply a matter of people sitting back, kicking off and enjoying what we have here at Gann House and around us here in Carniford.
It's been quite a tough time in terms of, I suppose, with COVID and staffing and things. People are talking a lot about problems. I guess maybe here in a local, smaller area, it's not such a big problem as in the big cities, is it?
I think we're very lucky. We got key people in areas and they've been with us a long period of time and they seem to enjoy the atmosphere that we have, not just for guests, but for working. Got good local schools. It's a good place to live. We're not burned like the big hotels. There's enjoyment in the work that we do. They seem to appreciate that. Stefan, I was just talking about earlier, he's been with us for 10 years now. Alavi, our head waiter, 14 years. All are in the office. I interviewed her 16 years ago and she wasn't suitable for the hours that we wanted her because she just had a child. 6 months later, I phoned her up and said, look, hours in the office to suit. She's been with us ever since and the person she couldn't work with us, first of all, the child she just had, is now working for us weekends. So it's nice to have that continuity. Yes, local people. We could do with one extra chef. So if anybody out there who wants to live in a nice place and work in a lovely town with a restaurant that's not going to push numbers rather than...
Maybe not called Stefan.
Maybe no, three Stefans in the kitchen. It'll be a bit confusing. Actually, before the other Stefan came on, we had Stephen in the kitchen. So there's just a letter E difference. So we're very close. So, food's very important. But atmosphere working is just as important, which people seem to appreciate here when they work here.
Yeah, I noticed, I mean, as well, that you have a very, very interesting wine list or what carte de vin or whatever, but like really lovely wines. Now, I had a very nice organic Croatian wine last night. I've actually been talking a lot about Croatian wines recently for some reason, which I just think they're underrated, but Boltan or something it was called.
Boltan, yeah. Sauvignon Blanc, quite an earthy Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc sometimes for me can be quite fruity. This one is pared back a little bit and quite earthy. But yeah, all the wines I've tried, all the wines I know quite well. No, I don't take a bottle home every night and try it. No, but I do know the wines. I only put it on there if I like it. And it's, yeah, as you say, Croatia. There's obviously the staple ones there from France and all the other different countries. But I think it's important to have a good, if you're going to have a good wine, I mean, a good restaurant, have a good wine with it. And the more expensive wines, I don't the heart out of it. So the reasonable prices for the quality of wine that you're going to get. I've seen them on other wine lists that are a lot more than what we charge. So no, if you're going to trade up in the wine list, you get rewarded by a very good bottle of wine.
Absolutely, and it was really good. And do you, did you travel, pre-COVID, I suppose, would you normally have enjoyed when you travel, finding new stuff abroad and bring it back? Or was it something that just like reps would come and bring you these wines?
Well, to be honest, appreciation of wine started going to France when I was younger, obviously with my parents. And France is the best place to get started on that. But no, there's the professional people bring in the wines, they pay the duties and all the rest of it. So they do that. But I sift through their wine lists and only go for certain ones. But enjoy doing that.
And how did you find, was lockdown a real challenge for you? I mean, you're a man that likes to be busy, obviously. Were you honing your skills, or what did you busy yourself with?
Lockdown, I was in virtually every single day. Lockdown was great, to be honest. A lot of people had a lot of negative things about it. I absolutely loved it. And to be locked down in an area like this was my idea of heaven. Yes, we did a lot of work to the house. We ripped out windows, we sealed them up, we got them opening up, some of the sash windows, some of the very old sash windows. Some are very, very old because the actual glass you see is very thin at the top and thicker at the bottom, that sort of thing. But so we did a lot of work like that, which we couldn't have done with guests around. Revamped the website, booking online, that sort of thing. We did take away very different to what other people did. You had to order by 3 o'clock on a Wednesday. This was during lockdown. We don't do it anymore because we're too busy. But then pick up for 1 hour on a Friday and 1 hour on a Saturday. And it was more home-cooked food. You had your beef Wellington or your duck Wellington, that sort of thing, and you pop it in the oven for 40 minutes and finish it off. We'd done all the hard work. You just put it in the oven. So you set the fire, light the fire, open the bottle of wine, and by the time you've laid the table, it's probably ready in the oven, and you've got yourself a very nice meal. So we had a good loyal following for that, and we did take away for Christmas as well, when obviously Christmas is closed, and that was a very good thing. And we might do it for this Christmas, but we're just toying with that at the moment because it was very well received last year.
I'd say Christmas here, Paul, is something else. I'd say I can imagine big trees, and just it would be just so perfect for the festive atmosphere.
Yeah, there's nothing better than having a proper Christmas tree in the entrance hall there, and the smell of the pine is lovely. Log fires, the candlelight, people seem to appreciate us. Now, we're closed for 5 days around Christmas, closed for 2 days around New Year, but in between Christmas and New Year, we do actually open up for 2 days, and the run-up to Christmas, we're obviously open up and have a sort of a Christmas-themed menu running throughout December, so quite a lot of people get together and bring family groups and things like that when they're coming home, and we've got a private dining room which people know about, and they book that. So they don't have to eat in the restaurants with a group of them. There's their own private dining room with their own log fire, a group of 9 people the other day, and they just loved it. So we're used for lots of different things.
Is it difficult, Paul, to keep things fresh? I mean, you know, over the years, have you noticed many changes? Are you constantly sort of thinking, you know, what am I going to do for next year?
Well, every single day I come in, I'm as invigorated as I was 24 years ago, to be totally honest. I'm actually living a dream. It's just a beautiful house. It's a beautiful area. Good staff to work with. I'm very, very lucky. And it's good for them. It's good for us. I couldn't be happy with what we have. And yeah, trying to think of new things for the house that works, like I was talking about the air source heat pump, providing some heating for us and hot water. I'm looking at the next thing to do because electricity prices are going up, so solar panels and things like that. So trying to lessen the impact, and even simple things. Local farm down the road now, they are doing their own milk, and it's like the milk in the milk bottles you used to get with the cream on the top. It's absolutely gorgeous milk, but it's glass bottles, and they take the glass bottles away. So none of this stupid
Brilliant.
Plastic bottles that we put and fill the bins in. They take the bottles away. It's a better product. We pay slightly more for it, but it's an infinitely better product. And that's Much Grange Farm down in Whitestown. And very, very good good milk. So there's always things to improve on and keep our eyes open for.
Brilliant. And are you positive going forward now, Paul? You've been through this tough time. I mean, you seem to have a wonderful family here. I've really enjoyed my visit. It's been just a pleasure. I completely forgot about all the stress in my life, which I always think is good.
I think it's always nice to go away, even if we go abroad for a week or two weeks, things like that. And we've always loved that. But to come away and be comfortable where you're at, and not to think about traffic or not to think about airports and the hassle of parking your car and then getting to the side and hire a car. Just popping in the car and chilling out for 2 or 3 days improves the mind, improves the soul, and feed the mind, feed the belly, and we all feel a lot better.
That's brilliant. I like that. What have you chosen, Paul, for your final piece of music this evening?
A good happy number, because we're in a happy place at the moment, and I think that's really important, is Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Brilliant. Paul Carroll, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Ed. Really pleasure talking to you.